I'm Manny Anton, and thanks for tuning in to today's Stocks of the Hour. Delta Lithium has acquired lithium, cesium, tantalum mineral rights from Dalaru Metals for the Lions River project in WA's Gascoyne region. Managing Director James Crowser commented, "This large package of LCT rights boosts our Gascoyne footprint by 161%, giving us a great stronghold in this emerging lithium province. The ground is close to our Yinnetharra project, where our focus is to undertake significant resource development drilling at Melinda as we continue to build confidence in this discovery. Shares are trading at 55.17% higher at 4.5 cents. Electro-Optic Systems expects revenue for 2023 to be between $210 million and $230 million. During 2023, the group widened its product and customer base. Shares are trading 12.14% higher at 97 cents a share. Perpetual Resources has provided an update on exploration plans for the company's exploration permits, which relate to the Lithium Valley region of Minas Gerais, Brazil. Preparations are underway for a second reconnaissance trip, placing a particular focus on the Itinga prospect. This is situated roughly 15 kilometres from major spodumene projects being developed by Lithium Ionic and Sigma Lithium. Shares are trading at 16.67% higher at 1.4 cents a share.